Thank you for sitting down with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Name is Alex Clark. What is your name?
Heather Rodriguez.
Heather Rodriguez. Of course, you have a faulty pen. And how do you spell your last name?
RODRIGUEZ.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
January 6, 1976.
Okay. Are you originally from Connecticut?
No.
Where are you originally from?
Los Angeles, California.
And how long have you lived in the area?
Since 2012, August 2012.
What item have you brought for us today?
So I have my ancestry DNA results.
Ooh, nice.
That I'm going to show you. And then I also have my family map that I have, which goes almost to the 1790s.
Oh, wow. When did you get this done?
I had it done, I want to say, February of this year.
And what was the general purpose or reason that you wanted to get it done?
So I don't look like my family members. And I've always joked with my mom that I must have been adopted or they're not telling me something. My family members are all above 6 feet. They have black hair. They have brown skin. They have brown eyes, really dark features. And then there's me. So I believe in genetics, and you know, I understand the whole globalization and colonization. And I just wanted to know more about why I look the way I do, because I get so many doubts about, well, you're not Hispanic, you're not Latino, so I just wanted to see, well, what does my DNA say?
That's a fair rationale, right? So that obviously talks about why you found it to be significant to you as a sort of hallmark for you and your family, right?
Right.
So would that be the major significant reason?
It kind of ended up being that way. So it was really just for me. But mm-hmm. as I started to share my results in the family tree with the rest of my family members, it had so much more significant meaning for them to know where our ancestors were from. And like my grandmas both died in 2020. So as I'm sharing this information with my mom and my dad, it helps them sort of relive and think about what my grandmas did to help support the family. So one of the documents I found was when my grandma on my mom's side, when she first crossed from Mexico to the United States. And on the immigration form for the border passing, it shows how my mom was a 2-year-old in my grandma's arms at that time, mm-hmm. passing the border. So that made her really happy to hear about a story that she didn't know about from my grandma. And then same thing on my dad's side, when I'm telling him where his grandfather used to live, or he didn't know that he had enlisted in, I think it was World War I, like, and having those documents was like, wow, like so many of us were in the military on my dad's side. So that made him feel a connection that he didn't know anything about beforehand. And his mother didn't even tell it to him, but I'm finding all this documentation through the ancestry. So it helps them feel more connected too, which mm-hmm. I didn't think would be so significant to them, but it is.
That's really neat. So you talked about how the item is significant to your family. What about, is it significant to you?
To me, it's so interesting. Like, I wondered where everybody came from. And I always explain I'm Mexican. My parents were from Mexico. My grandparents are from Mexico. But beyond that, I don't know. Like, who knows where they were from? And I really wanted to know the answer to that. Where is everyone from? Do we have any like indigenous from the United States in our blood or in our history? And I think not only kind of genetic wise, but geographically, I was curious to know if parts of our family had migrated from other places from around the world, or are we more concentrated just here in the U.S. and Mexico? And that had meaning to me to figure that out.
Nice. You mentioned a little bit about personal stories that your family had after you found out the results. Are there any other personal stories associated with you getting your ancestry kit?
There's a lot. So my brother joked, my brother lives in Arizona, And he was saying, so what famous people are we related to? Because once you have your ancestry DNA, it shows everyone who you could possibly match with. And we see our first cousins, second cousins, all the way to ninth cousins, or less than 1% match, but you're still connected in some way. And I said, nobody, but based on like the origins, we might be derivatives of Montezuma. And so he really liked that idea, and he started to explore that in terms of Montezuma's ancestors and the region of Aguascalientes and Oaxaca and things like that. So a lot of stories like that, and they kept texting me, my family kept texting me, what did you learn today? Is there anything new that you found out about our family history today? Another one was that one of our grandparents was a farm worker on a citrus farm in California. And I know that my father and grandfather had spent some time also on farms in around the Fresno, Tulare area for California too. So there seems to be this history of farm work in the family, but we never talked about that. No one currently is in farm work in the family, but to see that in the past, and probably during and before the Cesar Chavez days, we had so many families working in the farms in that California area. And they were probably active in the UFW before it was called the UFW. Also, we found that one of my grandma's sisters, when she crossed the border, they also break down the occupation. Mm-hmm. And so her occupation was written down as domestic servant. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like one of the hardest hitting ones to learn about, where in that case, for the early 1900s, late 1800s, she was more or less owned by a family and maybe took care of the children, took care of the household, but that was her life. And then when I showed that to my mom, then my mom showed it to her sister, then they started to have conversations about, yeah, that's my grandmother's sister, and how interesting. They didn't know that she had that domestic servant role. So we start to learn about the occupations that they had and how from that generation to today, just how we have changed so much in the types of occupations that we have today and all of that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us today about your ancestry?
Do you want to visually see my...
That would be awesome.
...my items here? So this was what I really was interested in. And I had my friends kind of show me theirs to compare it. Mm-hmm. And I like how they give you a visual map so that you could have just this quick snapshot mm-hmm. of your origins. And then they break it down percentage-wise. But when I look at my visual map compared to my friend who's from Peru... Mm-hmm. She actually had a heavy concentration of her origins in the northeast of the United States because of one of her parents, whereas the other parent was more from Peru, but her Peruvian side came up from the western countries in Europe, whereas mine didn't have that. Mine is all Southern California or the Southwest, Central America. And then I had a lot more from Africa and Spain, where she didn't have any of that from, even though she's Peruvian. So in terms of, I guess, the way that different eras were found by colonists, it kind of shows how it came from, for me, it was like Scotland down to Portugal and Spain to North Africa to South Africa, and then over to Central America and then the Southwest. And so I just found it so interesting to see how that's broken down. And then once they show, my top one is actually indigenous Mexico, but they break that down. So my mom's from Zacatecas, my dad's from Jalisco, mm-hmm. and then they broke down the region. So I could click on any one of these and it'll focus in on specific areas surrounding Zacatecas or Jalisco where we may be coming from. So Aguascalientes was one of them that they were discussing. But then when you expand each one of these stories, they tell you it doesn't mean that you're completely from Jalisco. It means that there is maybe 40 indigenous populations that were living there in Jalisco, mm-hmm. but they don't have the documentation yet or the DNA mm-hmm. to know which one actually you would be from. So a lot of times people will say, well, I'm Aztec or I'm Mayan, but that's not the case. There is so many indigenous populations there. So once you click on it, there's so much more history that you learn about what was happening during that time era and why my family would have left Jalisco or Zacatecas to California because of certain types of wars, or in this case, it was because of Pancho Villa that they were fleeing that type of conflict.
It's honestly so cool that like just one in like ancestry result turned into this whole like linchpin for your family that you just went in and just expanded into stories and different things. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it is. Like a rabbit hole of information to know about everything of where your family may have been coming from and what was happening during that time era that they were migrating from one area to another.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If there's anything else that comes to mind, feel free to come back and let us know.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, could we get a picture of the results for our documentation?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.